We're joined now by Twin Cedars softball coach Brad Ahrens on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner on KNIA KRLS. Coach, good to talk to you once again as not only the season heats up, but the weather heats up as well. I guess just give us your overview of how the week went for the Sabres.
Yeah, so since the last time I talked to you, we've had 2 practices and 11 games. So we've really just put them in a lot of situations, a lot of games, a lot of reps, and seen a lot of good things the last couple weeks.
Yeah, when you mention 11 games, 2 practices, do you need more practices, or would you just rather have games just to get those live reps that maybe you don't get during practice?
Yeah, I personally like to see them go out and compete and play in games, but there are opportunities there for practice where we can fine tune things that we've seen throughout the week and just be specific. Nothing too strenuous in practice, just very specific about the things that we saw throughout the week that maybe we can fine tune a little bit to get ourselves ready for the tail end of the season here.
Well, I know on one recap you brought you, you're mentioning different names now, and how good is that to see some of these girls that maybe weren't coming up in games early in the season now showing what they can do?
Yeah, we're always open to opportunity to giving them chances to play, and we've had girls step up, whether it's been through people being gone or hurt or whatever. They've just come in and they've done a really good job, and it gives us we're excited about it and looking to hopefully continue to try and get them more reps in games and just also give them a good experience, right? And some of them have played JV in our JV schedule, but it's always nice to get them in a varsity game and get that varsity experience.
Who specifically has caught your eye this last couple weeks?
Yeah, so I really think Jordan. I know Jordan, great batch. I know she's played varsity most of the year, but just the growth that I've seen from the beginning of the season to where she is now, her confidence is pretty high, and you can see that. She's really seeing the ball well. I know she plays middle school a little bit too, so she's playing a lot this summer. But you can really start to tell that she's really seeing the ball well, and her numbers are showing for that. I would also say, all of our eighth graders, I mean, they're getting thrown in situations that they probably have never been or maybe thought at the beginning of the year they weren't doing. And I'm just really proud of them for stepping up and taking the challenge head on, because we've needed them. We've needed them to get in to fill some spots, and they've done a good job.
Talking to Brad Ahrens, Twin Cedars softball coach on the KNIA KRLS on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner. As you look, into next week and then, next couple weeks, what are you looking forward to your team doing and, seeing what they can do in here in the next couple of weeks as you get closer to the end of the regular season?
Yeah, so the mindset starts to shift toward how can we prepare for the postseason? And we have some games on our schedule that I think will prepare us for that. We got Melcher again, which will be the first time around, was a very competitive, close back and forth game. Moravia again here on the schedule. Just good opportunities there to what we're probably going to see early on in the tournament. And then we got ACA and Albia, which will be a big stretch for us. But those are teams that if you want to compete in postseason and make a deep run, those are teams that are going to be very comparable to what we're going to see if we want to make a deep run.
Looking ahead, what do you got next week as far as what's the big thing you want this team to do next week for you?
Yep, I just want to have our girls keep competing. We want to try and stay consistent. I think with our team's young, and so we're trying to be as consistent as possible. I think there were games the last couple weeks as I explained, just the inconsistency. We've been 1 week we look pretty good, 1 day we look pretty good, and then the next day we kind of backtrack. And so we just want to try and maintain that consistency as much as possible as we end the regular season and start postseason play.
All right. Talk to you later, and best of luck this week.
Thanks, Derek.
That's Brad Aarons, Twin Cedars softball coach. We'll be back for more on 92.1 KRLS.